Hello, this is the OR Gamecast, episode 28. I'm Nick, and before I introduce Quinn, I gotta just say sorry to someone in the community that last week's podcast was the first time we didn't mention Chief, and I just want to say sorry. I'm sorry, Chief.
I want to expand on that. I know I haven't really been properly introduced yet, but
we don't know who this is.
I am Quinn.
Okay, and this is Quinn.
I want to also apologize because it wasn't just Chief we didn't mention. We didn't mention anyone else but ourselves.
Yeah.
And
it was a selfish podcast.
It was a very selfish week last week. I don't know what was going on in the air. Maybe there were some pheromones distracting us. I don't know for sure. But, you know, maybe it's because spring is now upon us, Nick.
Right. You Our allergies were working up. We aren't these types of people, and we just want to say sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to everyone we didn't mention.
Yeah.
But if you would like to be mentioned in future podcasts, please leave a comment down below, and we'll get back to you.
Can we even go back to being funny at this point?
Yeah. Why don't you start off with the funny, Nick?
Oh, I have to start it off.
Well, yeah, you're the one that went to funny school, correct?
No, it's professional clown college.
Well, close enough. Why don't you start off with one of the basic jokes?
With the basics jokes?
Yeah, one of the ones to really break the ice here.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Why are you crying, Quinn? Because of last week, I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this week, that's Quinn.
I'm Quinn.
I'm joined by Quinn.
Yeah, just in case you didn't realize by now.
Just in case you didn't know.
Anyways, that was a really long like intro.
Hey, the viewers deserve it.
I guess. Sorry, Chief and Skull and Masturbate and Play Pokemon and whoever else is out there listening. Mm-hmm. I apologize. All right,
so I haven't been up to much. I think Quinn's time is going to be more interesting, but this past weekend was the first time I ever used a chainsaw.
Well, that's
have you ever
cool.
used one?
I have not. I've never used one. So this is actually, like, you're experiencing it for the both of us for the first time.
A bunch of trees fell this winter. It was a harsh winter up here in the north. And we, Dad and I, cut down some of the fallen limbs and whatnot. And I used the chainsaw. And that thing is tiring. Because it's, I want to say it's like 15 pounds.
Okay.
Maybe 10 pounds. And you're holding it. But the vibration of the chainsaw is really weird feeling. Like, I've never felt something so vibrate-y. I don't know what else to say.
So vigorous in its vibrations?
Yeah, it was like your hand is kind of like, what is going on?
Uh-huh.
And then I cut up some logs. Had a fire.
Was it... It wasn't vibrating as, like... furiously when you just had the chainsaw in the air, like only when it started going through the wood, that's when
right.
it goes crazy.
Well, okay. Once you press the button to start the chainsaw, you know, the chainsaw is on, but you have to press a button before the saw blade turns. So it was whenever I turned on the saw blade.
So when it actually started like spinning.
Right.
Okay.
And then going through the log, it was...
Now, would you say this chainsaw was... like average sized, or because I want to like bring up the point here that in a lot of games people use chainsaws.
This is true.
And but in general, I don't know, not in general, like the chainsaws vary in size, so I want to get your
so you're thinking, is it possible with the chainsaw I have to run around like a Bruce Campbell type of character where I have a chainsaw.
How about just like...
lifting it in the air and cutting someone in
half. Left 4 Dead 2, there is a chainsaw. Would you be able... Is it like a viable choice
for defense? Yes, I would say yes. Something and you like think Left 4 Dead, I'm thinking Gears of War.
Yeah.
That's all possible, I believe. Especially
though,
those guys in the game are pretty muscular.
Yeah, but you said like it was pretty tiring for you, right?
Right. This is after 10 minutes of using it.
Yeah, but let's say Left 4 Dead missions take a lot longer than 10
That's
minutes.
That's true. That
and
is true.
You're running. A good point. You're running with this thing.
I think it's possible.
You think it's possible?
Especially in the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You got the motivation of the zombies.
You got the motivation to continue using it.
You see, here, nothing's attacking me. I'm just cutting wood.
Yeah.
So, like, the idea of, like, oh, I need a break after I'm done cutting this log or whatever, I'm going to take a break. And there's nothing to be like, well, if you stop it, you're going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Unless you got some weird OCD, horrible OCD.
Okay. Well, I was also thinking, like, in Hotline Miami, too, there's the ducks, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them uses a chainsaw.
That is true.
And I was just thinking, you know, man, like, how would it be plausible to just
what
run
sucks about the just chainsaw that's never brought up in video games, or I've never seen it, I believe most of them require gasoline. And we used the chainsaw, it was running for an hour, and it ran out of gasoline, and we had to fill it up. And then turning it back on, it wouldn't start. Like, it's one of those pull chainsaws.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to start, and you never see that in video games.
In Left 4 Dead 2, they have that, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't run out of gas, do you?
You do. That's like, it runs out of gas.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Like, it breaks after, well, it doesn't break, but you can't use it after a certain point of time.
Huh. Well, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to think of other games that use a chainsaw. Like, I'm thinking of Doom. And there's no gas in that either.
That's true. Yeah, you can pretty much plow through like infinite people.
Yeah.
And you're still working it, so.
Right. So look at that. Quinn brought my boring topic into video game culture.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just
that
trying,
is some
you know?
Talent. I don't
I'm
know if you guys
make
know
up
that.
For last
that is
week,
talent.
Nick.
Yeah, making up for the last week.
Yeah.
Now Quinn got some stuff going on here, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, I do. So first off, I'm going to say, you know, I've been working a lot, so that's why the podcast is going up a little later. I apologize. Yeah. I apologize for last week, and I apologize for this week being a little bit later. It is my fault. It is not Nick's fault. I told Nick that I could do it, and I couldn't, so I'm sorry, Nick. I want to apologize to you as well, but
I'm going to forgive you.
Oh, wow. You're a real stand-up guy.
I know.
Now, I'm going to talk about some not-so-stand-up people now, and that's the people who push pyramid schemes, all right?
Yeah, they're bad.
And the reason why I'm talking about this is because last night I was invited to a speaker. I was invited to a meeting in which a speaker was going to present, you know, how to be happier and all this other stuff, right?
Okay.
This event was at my grandmother's house. My cousin, my younger cousin, who's roughly, I think, 18 or 19, he picked out the speaker, and, yeah, so I attended. It was from 8 to 9 o'clock at night, all right?
Okay.
So I go immediately after work, go to my grandmother's house. There's a group of people, most of them I do not know. They're either, I don't know, a part of this group, or I have no idea. So I get in there.
What do they look like? Are they like businessy looking people?
You have no. This looks like kind of like a church group almost. There's like
okay, that's what I was thinking.
There are some like elderly people. There are some young people. There's like some in betweens. Anyways, and then there's like my cousin and his friends who are younger, and then my grandmother, my mom, my aunt, and then me. All right.
Okay.
So my cousin stands up in front of everyone in the living room and says, you know,
introduce... Is he on an crate?
No. But he's introducing the speaker. He's saying, oh, the speaker drove up in traffic from, you know, a place that's an hour away. So obviously this means a lot to them, blah, blah, blah. Like, appreciate the speaker type of thing.
Okay.
So the speaker comes up. He has, like, a little stand with, what are they called? Like, with, like, a little presentation, you know? Like, a booklet thing that they stand up on a tripod-looking thing. Anyways, so it gets up
an
there.
An easel-type
thing. Yeah, an easel-type thing, yeah. Yeah, good way to put it. And so he stands up there, and this is a two-hour, like, event, okay? This guy was talking for a long time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at first, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't understand what this speech was going to be about, because my initial understanding was that this guy who was going to be giving the speech was my cousin's mentor, like life mentor. So okay. I was thinking this is going to be some guru guy, some like homeless looking guy comes in smelling like crap and like talks about how he gets high on the weekends and lives life or something.
What's up with you going to places not knowing what's going to happen?
Just how I live my life, Nick. I don't know. So I'm expecting like this homeless guy to show up, and it's this guy in a business suit, and he's like pretty clean cut looking guy.
Okay.
And he gets up there and... He's just like, he starts asking a lot of questions that require you to raise or not raise your hand. And he's like, who wants to be rich? And everyone's like, sure. And then he's like, who wants to travel? And everyone like raised their hand. And then he's just like, well, you know, who wants to be free in their lives and have time to themselves? And like all this like really... cheesy stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, my company, I'm gonna say the company name here because I think you should stay away from it if it's in your area. It's my company Life Leadership can like provide all these things for you. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is a really scummy thing.
What's
isn't it?
The name?
Life Leadership.
Oh, that's very generic.
Yeah, it is.
That is smooth right yeah, there.
No, I was actually
how'd
really...
they get you?
I was really impressed in how well they've, like, disguised their scheming.
Yeah.
I was genuinely impressed because I... The thing was, the guy never talked about the business.
Yeah.
He talked about New York best-selling books he's read and... their philosophies, and still not talking about the business, just saying like he's saying things that would make you agree with him despite not having to do it with anything that he's like a part of. Yeah. So like the whole, well, do you want to be rich? Yeah, pretty much everyone's gonna say yeah to that question. Do you want to travel? The majority of people would like to travel in their lives. And he's like saying all these, he's asking all these very one-sided questions, and I'm getting fishy right off the bat. I'm like, this is not a good situation to be in right yeah. now. And then he starts moving, like actually moving into his business. Well, it's not his business. He's just like one of the guys on the ladder. But he starts talking about life leadership, right?
Yeah.
And it was the most like. I don't even know how to, general speech he could have ever given to give me no information about the actual business. Like it was so bizarre how little he talked about the actual business and more talked about how your life will be better for, you know, for being a part of it. And so one thing he did was he drew on his little easel. He drew the corporate pyramid, right? You have your CEOs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And below them you have management, and management has employees, etc. And he's like, this is a pyramid. And this is like the worst way to run business because you have to like fight for your job and blah blah blah, and you don't get to just stay at home and you don't have your own hours, and it's just terrible, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, he blew people's minds, and this is all he did. He just drew a line of circles. So instead of doing like circles branching down into a pyramid, right?
Yeah.
He kind of squished the pyramid so much that it just became a line. And then he's like, this is us. We're in a canoe. And we're all rowing for the same team. And I was like, what?
Man, there's an Office joke just like this.
Really?
Where Michael Scott is trying to convince everyone about something similar to this. And Jim's like, this is a pyramid scheme. And Michael Scott's like, no way, no way. And then Jim just finally gets up, goes to his marker board, and just draws a triangle lines across what Michael Scott just drew.
Yeah.
And it just walked out.
Yeah, I was like, right when he's like squishing the pyramid into a line, I'm like, oh god damn, these people are so dumb.
So what did you do? Did you?
No,
guy's a fraud.
It's not over, Nick. So then, okay, he's still not talking about how you actually earn money by working for them, right? Yeah. Or being a part of their foundation or whatever the hell it is, being a part of their program. What he does say though is that. There's a subscription fee to be a part of their program. You have the books they provide are like $100 each.
Of course.
And the entire, like, oh my, I can't believe people just fall into these things. But like, he draws like a circle and he's like, this is you. All right.
Yeah.
And you can make your own canoes full of people. And if you invite two people to your canoe.
Oh, here we go. This is the part I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Where branches off becomes a pyramid.
If you invite two people to your canoe and they get in line, they might invite two people to the canoe and they'll be a part of your line and a part of your team. And then you'll just have so many people rowing in your canoe that you'll be unstoppable.
Whoa.
And if you, like, once you get, like, let's say you get 15 people in your first canoe, you can make a second canoe, and you start filling that up, and you get 9 people into that canoe.
Get rid of canoe, get a kayak.
Like, get a pyramid, like God.
Motorboard.
And he's like, by the time you get, like, 40 people into our program, you'll be making $1,000 per month. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I sat there, I took out my phone, went to the calculator app, and I'm like, okay, 40 people, right?
Yeah.
At their subscription fee of $60 a month.
Oh.
And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, yeah, this, if you bring 40 people into their company, they are making like 4 times the amount you would be making per month. So, I was getting really upset. I'm still really upset over this.
So your cousin's part of it because he brought
in
this book.
Yeah, I'll get to that point, right? And so
how
he's
long
like,
is this story?
This was a 2-hour presentation. I gotta get myself some time.
He has 2 other things listed, everybody.
I'll keep talking about it. So then he's like, now if you take that number from 40 people to 180 people, you'll be making like $6,000. And I'm like, oh my, I can't just sit. I was like laughing to myself. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And I was getting really upset as well.
Yeah, I would be.
And so by the time it's all over, right?
Yeah.
People are getting up and like thanking him and like going to get the snacks and finding the bathroom or whatever. And so my mom turns to me and she's like, you know what? Should we get that book? Like, should we get the $100 financial guide to your life book or whatever it's called? And I'm like, Mom, it's a pyramid scheme. And she's like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, God damn it.
At least she didn't fight you. You gotta give her that.
Yeah, at least she didn't. And then, like, it was so bizarre. So then... And then I'm like I'm basically trying to leave because I'm getting really frustrated and I don't want to like have to face the guy because I was going to go up to the guy and say, what's the difference between your company and a pyramid scheme? Like, I was just going to ask him straight up and like fight him on it, right?
Okay.
So I'm like walking around trying to get to the brownies because I'm hungry and I'm like, God damn, I'm pissed off. I need some chocolate or something. And then one of the ladies there, she's like 20-something. And she come and introduces herself, and she starts mentioning how she's, like, pregnant, and she has, like, 4 children, and doesn't have a job, and is spending all her time into this, and how, like, much of a success she thinks she'll become. And I'm just like, that got me pissed off even more. I'm like, God damn, now these people, you know, they're gonna, she's gonna be poor, and all her money is being spent on this scam.
Wait a second. When did this happen? Was this the day we were supposed to do the podcast and you're like, oh, something came up, and you went to a pyramid scheme meeting instead of doing the podcast?
No, Nick. Don't worry your little head about it.
Now I'm getting pissed.
Yeah, get pissed off at the pyramid scheme. They caused all the problems. And so eventually I left. I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to talk to this woman and her four children. And the guy, I went up to the guy and I wanted to be polite. So I was like, thank you for coming and visiting or whatever. I'm going to leave. And then he's like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, oh, God damn it. And so I had to give him I go to school, I work.
Porn star.
Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I'm a porn star. You've probably seen me somewhere, right?
Quinn Long?
No, Long,
Quinn Long.
Long. Long John Quinn. There we go. So I'm just like, I was getting really upset. I just basically told him, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to leave because I'm tired or whatever. And I've been working all day. And so he starts roping in my mom. into the pyramid scheme and my aunt. And so my aunt's there signing a junior application thing or so, a pre-application to the program. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head. And so I leave, and on the way home, I'm just thinking about I should turn around and blow this entire scheme open. I should just go back and sit this guy down and talk to him. Kick down the door, have all these old people sit in a line and tell them that they're being screwed over. Anyways,
wow,
I get a text.
My original story was kind of like this too, which is funny that I changed that at the last second.
Oh well, I'm sorry,
but it's not as hardcore as you. I can quickly tell it.
You can tell it after I get. Okay. I'm almost done.
I thought you were done.
I'm almost done. So I get a text from my aunt asking how I liked it, and I took some time to respond. I didn't respond last night when she texted me. I responded this morning, and I was really polite. I said, I believe this company is a pyramid scheme. I linked to some videos, giving intro on how to identify a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And I get a response basically saying, I respect your opinion, but this is a legitimate company, and I talked to the girl with four children, and
she
thinks it's really good and stuff, and I'm gonna try it out. And her son, which is my cousin, she was saying, my son, he's really into it and he likes it and stuff, and he might not have made any money yet, but he'll get there, blah blah blah. And so now I'm like, oh God, I don't know. I'm pretty pissed off. I'm even more pissed off because I'm one of the things about pyramid schemes is that they tell you that you can't communicate with people who are negative.
Right.
And the reason why they do that is because if someone comes up to you and says, what you're involved in is not right, then you're more likely to say, well, I'm going to it's going to get you further into the pyramid scheme.
Right. That's reminding me of religion, where they're like, the greatest trick the devil ever played was making people believe he wasn't real. It was just what?
Wasn't that The Usual Suspects? That was
a
religion.
But people love using that quote.
No, whatever. I don't know. I just, at that point, I was really, I sat down and I drew out everything, my argument.
I just
want
to say that The Usual Suspects is a great
movie. Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Continue.
And it's Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
One of the greatest movie endings of all time.
Yeah, the ending is pretty much one of the best.
Yeah.
Either way, I got really pissed off, and I sat down, and I literally did math and drew his pyramid scheme and laid it out, and I wanna present it to them, right?
Yeah.
And just say, this, I'm trying to help you, but I know they won't listen. But then something else happened, and my aunt sent out a group text to everyone in my family saying how, like, the program is the best. And I just gave up. I gave up, Nick. So
yeah, it gets to that point where you have someone that involved with it. You just gotta... The last, like, straw I always ask is, like, what would it take for me... Or what would it take for you not to believe this is as great as you think it is? Like, would it be the main president saying that it's the pyramid scheme, we gotcha? What would it take? And if they're like, there's nothing, then yeah, they're just a lost cause.
Yeah. It's...
That's sad. I have something similar if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
So I signed up for this free class that I saw in the local community college flyer they sent to the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this could help me out. You get a credit that goes towards state jobs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this could be, it's at the school. I graduated from this school, so I know the school's there. And I emailed the lady behind it, and I asked her a couple questions about it, and she responded in an email that had Comic Sans as the font. And I was like, my mind immediately went to, is this a scam?
Uh-huh.
Is this a scam? And I was just like, I emailed her back. I emailed her a couple of times just to make sure, you know, trying to close up
make
any
sure
holes.
She's like a person,
right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, can you call and make it, we got to do a pre-test and fill out paperwork and whatnot before the class starts. I'm emailing her about that, and then I finally just give up and call her.
Yeah.
And it's like this old lady and she's really nice on the phone, and so I'm like, all right, maybe she just doesn't know better.
Yeah, like that's the worst part, is that
I met her yesterday and she's fine, so it's not I don't think it's a scam yet. I'll update you on it.
Yeah, you gotta update us next week. But like, the worst part about these like pyramid schemes is that usually the people who get wrapped up the most in it are like the nicest people,
right?
And like, I don't know, one thing that really pissed me off is that this guy seems nice and all, right? Yeah. But he introduces the entire thing by saying, yeah, I was $500,000 in debt, and I'm still in debt, but I'm not that much in debt anymore. I'm only $40,000 in debt right now. And I'm like, oh, goddamn. And then he follows that up by saying, our CEO or whatever says that you shouldn't take financial advice from people who are not good with their finances, or from people trying to sell you something. And I'm like,
you should have asked him how he got $500,000 in debt.
He might
be talking about a house.
Was explaining that he kind of like gave up and like took out a bunch of credit cards or whatever. I don't even care, to be honest, because like the point was, he just told everyone sitting there not to trust someone who has financial problems, and obviously he had a ton of financial problems, and then he just said don't trust anyone if they're trying to sell you something, and he is trying to sell everyone something.
All right, Quinn,
I'm sorry, I'm
talking about something happy.
All right, well,
500 subs AMA, Quinn can be doing a questionnaire.
No,
you might
this
be
is
excited about this.
Nick, that was also bad news. Nick's trying to read something on the Google Doc that says 1500 subs, right? As something I want to talk about. And the point was that it was bad news because I haven't reached that point and I will never reach that point.
Why?
Okay. I was at 1500 subs a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Or whenever I put my video up, right? And it just has been declining. Like, people, it hasn't gotten back up to that point. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre to me.
It's a bonus stuck, people. You gotta find out who your real fans are.
I don't know, man. It's really bizarre. I tried, you know. I got up to it, and I was gonna be like, all right, I have to make the Q&A now. We're at 1,500. And then it dropped 5 people, and then 4 more people, and then it went up, and it keeps fluctuating around the, like, 1496 point, and I'm like, just get to 500 or get to 1500 so I can make the damn video, please. But and that was bad news. It wasn't like good news. They're just saying I can't get to 1500 for some reason.
I'm looking ahead on a Google Doc, and this is, I'm sorry, people, this is a depressing podcast.
Yeah,
the rest of it's going to be depressing.
Oh, there's a lot of negative things happening in the world right now, so.
All right, well, we want to talk about working now?
Well, the main thing was just I was working, and that's why the podcast is late, so I'm done with talking about work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But now on to something else that's similarly bad, I guess.
Okay, we're moving on to game news.
Yeah, we're moving on to game news.
Okay, so last week was a rough week for America. You got the Baltimore stuff going on. You got a new Joker no one likes. And the worst of them all, Steam comes out and was like, you're paying for mods. And the gaming community just blows up. It's an embarrassing for everybody involved. But luckily, one man saved the day, and that is Quinn.
You're welcome.
He talked to Gaben.
You're welcome.
And Gaben was on this high ledge, and Quinn talked him down.
Yeah. Gaben was up there on his high horse thinking he was the righteous man, and I had to come up there and talk to him.
He spoke for the entire Reddit community, which
I brought
very, very upset about this.
I brought my, you know, math and explaining my pyramid scheme and saying, you know, this is not the way you go about doing it, Gaben.
Yeah, Gaben, we understand that you thought, oh, if they can charge money, maybe more people would be interested in modding, making better mods or something.
Yeah, yeah. And
since
that's...
Steam grew up on mod, Counter-Strike was a mod. Whatever, Dota, you know what I'm saying?
I
think it was a mod. Some sort of mod.
Well, okay, TF2.
And now Gaben's like...
TF2, Counter-Strike, Left 4 Dead, all of their franchises... were created by modders.
So I think Gaben wanted to give back. Oh, maybe if we give some money towards them. Reddit was not having any of this. And okay. When I say Reddit, I mean every single person that uses Reddit. It has the same opinion about this.
I'm going to mention something here. Okay. These posts were done on Reddit, either in r/PC Master Race or in gaming. Okay.
Yeah.
And... all the posts concerning Steam mods, paid Steam mods, had like 7,000 upvotes
the
top thing on Reddit for days.
Right.
Which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and then Gaben himself came to Reddit. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
And had his own post, and like people were like, had knee-jerk reactions and were like freaking out.
Well,
and
people,
poor Gaben.
Okay. let's talk about
it. I'm not saying Gaben was right for doing this. I'm actually on the side of Reddit. I just think the way Reddit handled this was a little
too much. I think we should talk about this for the majority of the game news section. Because, no, I think this is a good topic. I do. Because I think I'm on the other side than you are. So...
what side am I on, though? I don't know.
Well, you said you're more with the Reddit idea.
Only because some people did point out some good points about where it can become more corrupt with the mod.
Yeah.
Like people uploading other people's mods and whatnot.
Well, I think...
I don't think Steam is ready for it.
I think there are good sides to both points.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely on that side.
And I think that... the idea of paying modders or getting modders income is a benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people agree on a lot of the same stuff. It was just handled poorly by Steam.
Right. People are like, oh, put a donation button. But
yeah,
modders were coming out and there's like, I haven't got a donation in months.
Yeah.
And people are downloading it.
And the thing is, like, at the same time, like you were saying, Reddit handled everything pretty terribly.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, giving... there were some suggestions on how to improve the system, but the majority of the internet was just, like, everyone crap on Steam and Gabe enough until something changes. And it was just really terrible. Like, Skyrim, which was one of the highest rated games on Steam, plummeted in its rating. Did you not see this?
No, I don't know about this.
People were taking screen caps of the percentage dropping from a 98%, and it's down to a 70-something.
Ouch.
and all, it's just people, it has nothing to do with the game. It's just people being pissed off.
Yeah.
Which is, it's, good. They base, people basically ruined a feature of, like, the Steam Marketplace to get something else changed.
I felt bad for Gaben because he came back, he came to Reddit and was answering people's questions, but he was being careful, you could tell. Yeah. And, like, people are calling him out about it. And, like, oh, in, like, you know, when someone posts, like, in Reddit, they're like, in this thread, PR buzzwords and whatnot. And it's like, what do you expect? If he says even the slightest wrong thing, someone knows everything's going to go worse.
1,000 people are going to, like, eat that. Like, take that one word he says and change it into, like, oh, Gaben is with the Illuminati or something.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And I really feel like, hopefully, like, I felt like Gabe lost a lot of faith in the internet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to. I think I lost some faith as well.
Yeah, yeah, it was really terrible.
They did take the mods off, though. It's no longer a thing we got to worry
about. Yeah, but did
you
see the, like, article by the Valve employee saying, like, they have to take it down? They were, like, super bummed out.
I saw the Reddit post.
Oh, well, there was, like, they literally put something up on Steam, like an article from a Valve employee saying the reasons why they have to take the paid mods down and, like, Valve's thoughts on it. And they were just, it was so sad to read because they're like, they basically kind of said what you said, where I get, they're just like, I guess Steam's not ready for us to support modders. You know, we weren't trying to do something evil here. We understand that we did it in a not so effective way, but this thing has just turned into completely what it wasn't supposed to be, and I guess we just have to take it down, and we're not gonna try and support people anymore. Basically, what was going on, and it was just really sad to read because it was like, you know, a lot of their intentions were good. Like, they wanted to pay people for making solid mods for games. And, yeah, they, like, had a terrible cut. Like, Valve and Bethesda would get 75% of the wages.
Right.
But that number can be changed. And no one, like, the argument between, like, Reddit and Steam wasn't, oh, why don't we just agree on a different number, like a different cut? Right. It was more of just take it all away, Gaben, you're the devil. I don't know.
The only people that won during this were was Gamergate, because there was no one talking about that anymore, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, now it's like Gabengate.
Is that true?
I don't know. Probably. I'm pretty sure someone at least hashtagged Gabengate. Someone out there.
I mean, I'm not saying Reddit was completely wrong. It was just, it wasn't.
It was not.
Even though I know it's not a corporation, I know it's a group of a lot of people doing this.
Yeah.
I just think if the comments are the top post in the, you know, that means a lot of people agree with it.
Yeah. I just think, you know, Reddit was able to have, like, a formal good conversation with Obama when he went on Reddit.
Yeah.
And when Gaben went on Reddit to talk about the Steam mods, it was just like a shit show. It was just like everyone getting so pissed off, and like there was even someone, oh my god, someone was like, "Know what? I'm going to make my own Steam that's better than Steam." And then everyone on Reddit's like, "Yeah, do it. We're screw Steam and screw EA Origin, screw all this stuff. We're going to make our own, like, PC Master Race launcher."
Yeah, that wouldn't become corrupt.
Well, even so, I was like, just people get so pissed off about things. I don't know. People are dumb.
I'm like, it's just video games, guys. Let's calm down. But now it's not even video games. It's mods. Two video games.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Quinn saved the day.
I did.
He talked to Gaben. He fixed everything. Everyone's cool now. So this is the last time anyone's going to talk about it anymore. We were the last people to talk about it because Quentin was the one to do it. He's the one to put it to rest. Right?
I hope so. I hope one day there doesn't have to be a second coming of Quinn.
Yeah.
You know. I hope this is the last we'll hear about it, and the next time it is brought up, it will be effective, so no one will complain.
Sure.
Yeah, but speaking of people who are dumb, Hatred, the game, is coming out on Steam eventually.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer for this game?
I have not seen the trailer, but this is the game where people are thinking it's too violent. I believe, right?
Well, here's the thing. Like, no one knows what the game is actually going to be about, but the trailer suggests that the only goal in the game is to kill innocent people.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So that's why people...
I'm sorry, everybody. I wrote this Google Doc like days ago.
Yeah, Nick's not on top of it. I don't know what he's doing here. I need to get another co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just gonna give Quinn the YouTube channel.
Organized Nick is my Twitter handle now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, people are getting, they were getting really bent out of shape about this game, and not so much anymore because it kind of was being in production. But man, when the trailer came out, like, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, people were going nuts. Like,
well, the real news, though, is Steam's adding it, and it's going to have an adults only rating. Which is a first for Steam, and like Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo won't allow any adult only rated games on their consoles. So Steam's the only one that's going to really have this game,
which is bizarre. I think for them giving an adults only rating, and I don't know for sure, but I would think that rating is only due to like intense violence and violent themes rather than anything else. And
I'm fine with adult only ratings, so I welcome it.
I mean, I don't care either way. Like, the main thing is, are they just putting an adult only rating on it so that people are happy
or are gonna buy it, you know?
Well, more of like, I think because so many people were upset about the game, like, are they marking it as adult only so that those people can be like, oh, okay, yeah, this game's so crazy that it's not mature.
I think it's a PR movement. Like, we wouldn't even be talking about it right now if it wasn't for this.
Yeah, but I don't think Steam is going to help some small developer in PR by making them the first adults only game on their, you know.
But it's not PR for the game. It's PR in their sense for Steam, because they're the only ones that's going to have this adult rate only game.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say
I'm not gonna buy it just because of the rating,
though. Oh yeah, me neither. I think the people that are gonna buy it are like the YouTubers, Let's Players, like, oh, check me out, I'm so edgy type.
Adults
thing.
Only until YouTube's like, no videos of this game.
Yeah, until Google's like,
oh crap,
nope.
I spent $15 on this.
Yeah,
I can't even get subscribers out of it.
And then they make like an Angry Joe video saying how dumb Nintendo is.
Everyone just makes an Angry Joe video.
Yeah.
Everybody in the community.
Yeah, everyone who bought the game just makes an Angry Joe video like, YouTube's taking our monetization because of this game, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I saw a YouTube video not too long ago, and it showed a guy's butthole. Like a real butthole. I'm not talking about a video game butthole. Talking about a real butthole here, people.
What kind of videos are you looking up, Nick?
It was this comedy video. It was on the front page of Reddit, so I'm not the only one to view it.
Okay.
And it was, the whole video is about if women wanted sex as much as men, and like then they viewed the world as if women were as wanted sex as much as men. And there is one scene is at a strip club, and there's men dancing around, and there's
with
one point
butthole.
Where you see a butthole. Like, someone puts a dollar bill on top of their butthole.
Oh, man.
So, there's that, everybody. If YouTube allows that, why won't they allow this game? Anyways, let's move on to more things people can get
mad
about.
First off, let's get at least, like, two comments talking about Nick looking at buttholes on YouTube, please. At least two. That means Skolin and Chief, you are qualified, so...
You don't know them well enough. I know for a fact they're going... Skolin and Chief are going to turn this around on you. It's guaranteed.
That's fine.
They're going to be like,
as long
Quinn's not... Quinn must have been the butthole.
As long as Nick is mentioned. Buttholes are mentioned. I am fine. If I'm in there, who cares? If it's my butthole, better for it. Okay. Wow. Anyways, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 reveal
trailer.
This
is the man that saved the internet.
Yeah, I saved the internet, man. If you're Nick's looking at my butthole, then he's praising it.
All right, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 reveal trailer. Have you seen it?
I think I did.
It has Rolling Stones painted black.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
I enjoyed the trailer.
I thought it was.
People are complaining about it, but I thought the trailer was fine. Not that it's going to make me buy the game.
I just thought it was a Call of Duty trailer. So
yeah, it's just a normal trailer. Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, I mean they've done classic rock trailers before.
Right.
Like this is nothing new. I don't think it's something to be like, oh, wow, this is the best, or, oh, wow, this is going to be crap. Like, whatever, right. I'll just find out later.
Yes. I like, the trailer, people are saying it's really bad. Some people are saying it's great. I think it's good.
Yeah,
people think it's so bad.
I remember watching it and being like, hey, Rolling Stones in the background, I'm having a good time, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's my favorite Rolling Stones song, Paint It Black, so...
Uh-huh.
I can't complain.
I can't complain either, but I don't know if it's news.
Well, it's news that there's a trailer.
How many other trailers come out each week, Nick?
Oy vey. This was relevant when I wrote it down if someone showed up on time.
All right, fine. I'll give you a pass on that. But here's some news that everyone in the world has been waiting for, Nick.
We gotta
millions,
take it up. We're almost at an
millions
hour.
Millions of people. Millions of people have been waiting for this news, all right?
It's gonna be a two-hour-long podcast.
TF2 is finally getting competitive matchmaking. And I know you don't care about this, Nick, because you have no idea what's going on. But let me just say
one thing. I've never even played this game.
Let me just say one thing. The majority of people, I don't know if you've heard this or not, a lot of people have been saying TF2 is dead. I don't know if you've heard that. Have you heard that?
I have not.
Okay. Well, a lot of TF2ers have said TF2 is dead and is going to die because it has been 7, 8, 9 years and there has not been a competitive aspect of TF2. If you want to play competitive TF2 at all, you have to go to third-party websites, which are really like... small and no one goes to them, and you have to get into competitive that way. Well, Valve finally invited a host of members from the competitive TF2 community to go to Valve, and they did. And the TF2 developers and the competitive TF2 gamers sat down and talked to each other, and apparently TF2 competitive is coming eventually. So if you've been waiting for that because you're like, oh, TF2 is going to die, what am I going to do now? Well, guess what? You can do this.
What does this even mean? Like, there's going to be a ranking system?
It means there's going to be, like, a Counter-Strike competitive game mode type thing.
Okay.
They basically said they're going to take Counter-Strike's competitive and Dota's competitive, I guess, and make it for TF2. Because essentially TF2 was the guinea pig for both those games, like, market-wise and... a lot of other things wise, so they kind of, they're realizing they need to update the game, is basically what's going on.
It's a good way to promote Overwatch.
Yeah. By the way, well, actually, I can't even talk about Overwatch, because nothing's been happening on the forums, unfortunately.
Quinn's weekly forum update.
I mean, I just checked right now, I only have 3 alerts, and I haven't even been on the forum in a week, so... usually I have, like...
the game's dead, everybody.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm kind
of... are you looking forward to the competitive TF2?
I don't know.
I'm not going to play it. I mean, that's what I love about TF2. It's not competitive. But if there's a mode, I'm not against it.
Like, that's the thing, is that the majority of people who play TF2 play it because it's a casual game.
Yeah.
And... like, I doubt I'll play competitive because I don't want to take something I like that's casual and turn it into something competitive, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, I don't play checkers that's a bad example. I don't go play mini golf to be the best mini golfer. I play it because I want to just have fun playing mini golf, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I only play Counter-Strike for the competitive game modes. So Counter-Strike is my competitive game. TF2 is my casual game. Speaking of TF2, let's talk about things we've been playing, Nick.
All right. We're almost an hour in.
Yeah, we're almost. We better speed it up a little bit.
I decided to play some of the games from the PlayStation Plus that came out this month.
Yeah.
And if you want to download these two games that I played, which is A Rue's Awakening and Tower of Guns, you have until Tuesday, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I need to get them actually downloaded.
Until the next one. And A Rue's Awakening I played. I really enjoyed this. It took me 3 hours to beat around there. And it was a good platformer where you could teleport using this ball orb thing to get around. But the game's really hard. Like, there was a very frustrating moment. But it's one of those games where you finally beat it and you're like, you feel good about yourself.
I have a question.
Okay.
This isn't like that anime painted, like, demigod game thing.
I think it is.
Oh, it is. And it's a platformer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like, I thought it was like a fighting game.
No.
Do you fight at all in that game?
There's enemies, but the only way to kill them is to teleport onto them.
Oh, I think we might be talking about a different game, because I played a demo.
Yeah.
And the demo was just me fighting people.
Oh, no, that's not this game at all.
But it was like all QuickTime events.
Nope, that's not this game at all.
Well, now I have to look it up, because I think...
All right, you look it up. So I really recommend it's for the PS4, PS3, and I think it's on Vita, too. But also, I played Tower of Guns, which is just PS4 this month. And that was pretty fun, too. It's one of those games where you die and you start over.
Yeah.
But you unlock weapons and whatnot. It's like it's a 3D shooter, and you just try to get to the top of a tower.
Okay.
And you find each room has a door on whatever side. You get to the door, and then you get through like two, and then there's a boss. Then you get through two, it's a boss. It's just really that over and over, but it's different rooms. I think it's random generated.
All right.
Could be wrong on that, though. I thought it was pretty fun. A Rue's Awakening is my choice out of the two, but Tower of Guns isn't too bad if you're looking for that type of random well, I don't even know if it's random.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's good. Like, I think it's good. It's just not, like, I'm not going to go back to it.
Yeah.
I played for an hour. I think I'm done with it.
And it was like it came out a long time ago on PC.
Right.
And it was like one of those, it was just like one guy just like fiddling around with what he could make. So I think that's, it wasn't really necessarily...
I thought it was a multiplayer game going into it, but then it's just a single-player game.
Yeah, so. It's kind of weird-looking, but... Anyways...
And I also want to mention that Dishonored is on the free games list on PS3, and I really recommend that. Dishonored's one of my favorite stealth games. I'm not a huge stealth guy, but Dishonored did it really well, and I really recommend it.
Well, yeah, also adding on to that, so Dishonored was made by people from Valve and Bethesda, so it's like really solid development team, so
yeah.
it's really well done.
You guys definitely gotta play Dishonored.
Yeah, it's good. So I've been playing, I played a little GTA 5, I've been trying to use the video editor and stuff.
Your video on it, it was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but the thing was, my video got like two thumbs down, and I'm like, oh god, what is wrong with this video? You know, I put in the title, it's from the GTA 5 editor, you know, what did I do wrong here? So I was kind of upset about that. Because I actually planned on releasing more videos from the GTA 5 editor, right?
How many thumbs up did you get? You got like 1,500.
I got 6.
That's good. So you got 4.
I got 3 out of 4 people to like it. And that's a 75%. And I'm not too psyched on a 75%, you know?
Oh, brother.
Anyways, so I played GTA 5.
I think you should post more videos.
I need to. Play GTA 5.
The one of the thumbs up is
Nick,
so
let me talk. We don't
count?
Have time for your crap right now.
For an hour in.
GTA 5, played a little bit, got the videos. TF2, I actually been starting to play TF2 a little bit more. Because I haven't played in a long time.
Hold on. Can I just say one more thing?
No.
You talked for like the first half an hour. That was your story. I get to talk a little now.
Oh, fine. You can talk about Sonic versus Mario when we get to it. Anyway, played TF2 because it's casual and it's fun. Bought Killing Floor 2. This was like last week was the day like the week that I bought GTA 5, Killing Floor 2, and Mortal Kombat X. Like, I just went all out and spent a bunch of money.
He was trying to convince me to do it, even though last week on the podcast, I was like, I don't know, man. I don't have much money.
Yeah, Nick had just finished talking about how he didn't have any money to spend on games. And I'm like, Nick, you should buy Mortal Kombat X, because why not?
It's only $20, man.
Yeah. So I played Killing Floor 2. I think Killing Floor 2 is a phenomenal game. Like, wow, they've really upped the game visually, and like, I don't know, I'm just impressed. I'm impressed at the game. I mean, there isn't much content, but the content that's there is really well done, especially since it's early access. It feels like a finished game. What they have feels finished, so I just can't wait for stuff to just start rolling out for free since I got it early access. Anyways, and I played some Mortal Kombat X. The problem is my controller doesn't work with my new computer yet, because I haven't downloaded the correct drivers or whatever. And my controller isn't like a Microsoft brand controller, so that also causes problems, because it's like some special edition Batman wired 360 controller.
Okay.
So I have to like find the Batman and special edition 360 controller drivers to get it to work. So I couldn't actually play Mortal Kombat X with a controller, and I was using my keyboard, and that was like the worst experience ever. So I didn't play much of that. But I did get all those three games that just came out recently. And I don't know if that was a wise decision or not, but I did it, and I am having a good time.
Oh, that's good. Games are supposed to be fun, right, Quinn?
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're not supposed to be drama-filled.
No, they're not. They're not.
Speaking of drama-filled...
this just in, I got another group text message from my aunt talking about the...
Live updates, everybody.
On the pyramid scheme. She's like, she's trying to say this is a good experience for people who are shy and want to be around positive people in their life. Anyways.
And she's talking about Quinn.
Nope. Aww. She excluded me.
Quinn's a shy little boy.
She's like, Quinn thinks this is like a scam. Everyone hates Quinn.
Quinn goes out of his way to be socially interactive.
Quinn hates Republicans. Yeah.
He's gonna vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, Quinn's gonna vote for a homeless man. Anyways, right. Nick, I think it's time to talk about a random topic.
Random topic, everybody, is the classic Sonic versus Mario.
Yep.
All right, if you asked me this question when I was younger, I would definitely said Sonic, because he's my hero as a kid growing up. Even got, my mom just found this last summer, where it was a drawing I did for her, and it was so badly done. What?
It was Sonic?
It was so badly drawn, she wrote Sonic on it so she could remember what I did for her. I was like 3 or 4 when I drew this, so give me some credit, Quinn.
All right.
Jeez. No, Sonic was my hero, but now Mario, you just gotta go with Mario these days. He's just so much better. He's still coming out with good games. I mean, Sonic had Sonic Generations, and that was good, but no way it handles Mario, like 64, Mario 3. All the amazing Mario games combined, it's just a powerhouse. Nothing can compete.
See, I disagree.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to choose Sonic.
Okay, because of Sonic Ball. I knew it.
Well, not because of Sonic Ball, but because... I literally, well, I guess I do now, but I never actually owned a Mario game. When I got the N64, I bought Mario 64 with it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really have a connection with Mario. And when I was a kid, like you did, I drew Sonic, right? Because, I don't know, Sonic was just a cool-looking dude. And... I don't know, I always related Sonic to Dragon Ball Z for some reason because of their hair. Geez.
Yeah.
So I just always imagined Sonic being this, like, cool character, all
right? Right.
And I don't know, like, I actually attempted to draw him recently. And I've never attempted to draw Mario. I've never had a desire to draw Mario. I have. Oh, well, I'm just talking about my experiences here, Nick.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. I would choose Sonic, but just because there are more memes based around him. He runs super fast. He curls up in a ball. I think his games are fun. I think Sonic games are fun and enjoyable.
Even the new ones.
Not so much the new ones, but like, right. I always thought like the old Sega Genesis games and stuff like that, like where you're like rolling in a ball around in circles and stuff.
Oh, no, those are classics.
Yeah, I always thought those were really interesting.
Some of my favorite games.
Yeah, exactly. And since I didn't never have that experience with Mario, I can't choose Mario. And I actually just sent you a picture, Nick, of my Sonic. So,
okay, I'm gonna look at it. I thought I heard a vibration from my phone. You guys probably heard it.
And I want you to read it out loud.
Wait, Quinn, did you? This is going on to the podcast.
Sure. Sure.
When did you draw this?
That was probably a year and a half ago.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was like a kid drawing.
No. I think I was attempting to draw him from memory, like without looking at him.
Running around at the speed fail?
Oh, speed of fail. But the of got erased somehow.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. We'll put that on the preview so people know what I'm talking about.
It's pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
It's
a modern day Picasso right here.
People should pay me for my Sonic mod.
Quinn would donate to Sonic Ball.
Yeah, if Sonic Ball was on Steam, let me tell you, people would have a good time.
Yeah, everyone should play Sonic Ball.
Sonic Ball is phenomenal in what it contributes to society for sure.
I am still sad, and I want to bring this up, that you've never had a good experience with Mario, because I consider some of the Mario games to be the greatest video games and the best level designing in any video games.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I think the problem was that Mario has a lot of spin-off titles.
Uh-huh.
Like, Mario Kart isn't necessarily, like, it doesn't capture Mario, it captures kart racing.
Okay, if you want to get beat up after this podcast,
I've had experience with those games. I haven't had experiences with like a Mario game. And
you're gonna get beat up by the Mario fans, and I'm gonna get beat up by saying the newer Sonic games are bad because they have like a following.
Yeah,
that I've seen.
You're just gonna get beat up anyways, Nick. Like, it doesn't even matter what you say.
Right.
And I don't know, I played Mario Galaxy, and I thought that was a phenomenal game.
Oh, yeah, Mario Galaxy 2 is even better, I think.
Yeah, so I thought that was phenomenal, but I didn't spend enough time on it or anything to actually complete it or appreciate it as much as you might have.
I'm still hoping for this E3, a Mario Galaxy 3 is announced.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to get it, but I want it. Mm-hmm. Nintendo, are you listening? You listening?
Anyways, we're going to wrap it up because Nick's just... This podcast has gone on for way too long. Our sponsors aren't even allowed to sponsor us past an hour.
Yeah, what's the name of the pyramid scheme again that people should check out?
Life Leadership.
Oh, God. They're going to sue me.
The thing is, I actually looked up online, like, is Life Leadership a pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
And they have, like, a Life Leadership Network... Right?
Yeah.
And all of the links were from their network. And they all said, like, they all asked the question, is Life Leadership a scam? And then they, like, no, it's not a scam. And here's why. Get your friends involved. And, like, it was terrible. Like, all of the first Google links are from the company saying
they have a YouTube page?
Probably.
I'm going to block them.
Yeah, you should block them. They're probably going to ask you to join their network, YouTube network.
Yeah. Great.
Anyways, Nick, I think we should wrap it up because I desperately have to use the restroom.
All right. So where can this corporate people come contact you, Quinn, if they want to sue?
If they want to sue? Well, they can follow me on @breadedchicken_ on Twitter, twitch.tv/QuinnDoesGaming, or MrBreadedChicken on YouTube. And Nick, how about if these people want to sue you and come after you for your money?
Quinn Does Gaming on Twitch. but you guys can follow me on Twitter @OrganizerMain. and subscribe to the YouTube. And then maybe, I guess you can follow me on Twitch, even though I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't kinda know why.
Just like, you have I kind of gave up on that dream.
You have the time.
So. But I don't like doing it by myself.
Well, that's what people have to get over, man. Do you need life leadership, Nick? Then subscribe, all right?
Does anyone want to be rich?
Do you want to be rich? Do you want to travel? Do you want your freedom back? Yeah.
Freedom. See ya, freaks.